Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would first and foremost like to congratulate you most warmly on your election to the chairmanship of our meeting. Rest assured of the full support of my delegation. France fully aligns itself with the statement made on behalf of the European Union, and I would like to add a few remarks in our national capacity. Mr. President, we meet almost a year after the 8th review conference of our convention, and this important event allowed us to mobilize the expert knowledge of a great number of delegations. Many substantive proposals were presented, some of which reached a high degree of maturity. Despite the remarkable efforts of the Hungarian presidency, which I would like to once again commend, this unprecedented engagement nevertheless did not allow us to achieve a result which was up to the legitimate expectations of states parties. France therefore believes that it is our collective responsibility more than ever to ensure that there is a consensus on directions for action and concrete, practical, and realistic discussions which will allow our convention to adapt to current challenges. The risk of a diversion of biological agents to the benefit of a state or terrorist groups cannot be ruled out. Moreover, the development of the biotechnological industry and the facilitated access to dual technologies increases the diffuse nature of the threat. The latest pandemics, especially that of Ebola, strengthened our awareness of the devastating impact of a large-scale epidemic. The effect of a use of a biological weapon would probably be even more difficult to contain. France therefore believes that the BWC remains an essential instrument in our efforts to strengthen international peace and security. We need to strengthen the convention to allow us to face renewed threats. And I would like to draw your attention to France's paper submitted to this conference. In the context that is this difficult, the main challenge of our meeting, we believe, is to maintain the standing and strengthen the effectiveness of the standard on the prohibition against biological weapons. To do so, France will highlight the following priorities. First of all, we have an interest in following up on developments in the area of science and technologies, and this is something that was broadly discussed during the review conference. While it is true that scientific and technical review was very useful up to now, it can no doubt be improved. We need to build up a necessary balance between the freedom to carry out research and the need to provide oversight. We need to implement a process of scientific review that is better structured to prevent risks linked to facilitated access to biotechnologies. And we believe that realistic progress can be made during this meeting. Secondly, we need to pursue and intensify discussions on Article 7 of the Convention and its operational implementation should be strengthened. France, as you will recall, presented jointly with India the idea of establishment of a database which lists offers of assistance. These practical proposals was broadly supported, and we hope that it will be possible to implement these ideas. So we must bear in mind that Article 7 only applies in case of violation of the Convention, and it is with a view to assessing the differences in the use of Article 7 and the specific needs that arise during a deliberate crisis that France organized an exercise, a table exercise, bringing together experts from 30 different countries in 2016. The outcome of this exercise was presented in July 2017, and they will be dealt with in a parallel event on the 6th of December from 1 to 5, and you are all cordially invited. I would also like to address the central issue of cooperation and assistance provided for by Article 10. France promotes a concrete approach and a targeted approach to these challenges. A specific, precise work on the identification of needs in terms of assistance and cooperation should lead us to a complementary mapping of the database. This work must be a work of cooperation to pursue the dialogue between countries which have needs and countries which may meet them. 7 years ago, a database was implemented on the basis of Article 10, and France contributed to it. to it, but it is not much used, and we need to step up its effectiveness. Another priority that my country has consistently had is to improve transparency and confidence in the implementation of the convention. We hope that the number of these measures will increase, but also that their quality will improve. And we support initiatives which might strengthen transparency between states' parties by the implementation of consultations. It is in this spirit that France initiated the voluntary transparency exercises, in other terms, peer reviews, which were organized in a number of countries and brought together 40 states' parties. And I'll come back to that during our subsequent discussions this week. You can count on the constructive approach and the support of our delegation, Mr. Chairman, to ensure that these priorities are well placed in an intersessional process that is substantive, realistic, and well balanced. We are indeed much attached to the effectiveness of our work during this intersessional work, and we hope that it will be able to improve it in order to move forward the aims of the convention. And we believe that the document put forward by the three depositaries, Russia, US, and UK, is a very sound basis for this. To conclude, as you know, France is depositary of the Geneva Protocol 1925. This instrument remains relevant, and we would encourage efforts to universalize the protocol. We also call upon the lifting of the reservations in this protocol. And finally, I would state that France attaches a great importance to the effectiveness of the mechanism of the Secretary General in case of the alleged use of biological and chemical weapons. And we are fully mobilized in operationally implementing this mechanism.